Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the weeks in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun afterwards. Explicit content warning. This podcast may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages, so you have been warned.
Yeah, this will be our movie-less podcast.
Yay. What up, what up, what up, my nerdy peeps?
Hello, how are you?
What up, man?
How you feeling today?
I am feeling... okay.
Yeah.
Decent. Nah. Shitty.
Why so shitty?
Well, started this like diet regimen thingy, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not really seeing great results, but I already know that it's due to, you know, my own sabotaging.
Oh.
Of like awful eating habits and whatnot, and probably a lack of exercise.
I see. Well, you know, we can remedy this. We can do more exercise, you know.
I could probably just eat better and not listen to you when you say, hey, should we make some cookies? And I eat like fucking like 10 of them.
Oh, I overcooked those cookies too. They weren't even that good.
Yeah.
So, no. I mean, I kind of sabotaged ourselves there by making those and they were bad. So, you know, we could have just thrown them away.
We could have. But I could also just said, nah, I'm okay. If I probably would have said that, you probably wouldn't have even made them.
Yeah, I wouldn't have made them. I would have just been like, oh, all right. I don't want to be the only fatty here. So.
Yeah. Awkward.
But I did make some delicious noodles.
He did. He did make some delicious noodles.
Those were good. So we went swimming last night in our new apartments. It was pretty fun. Just got a little waterlog ear today. So.
Yeah, so if anybody knows how to cure this, please message us on Twitter.
We need a remedy. So we've been enjoying our new apartment. It's been good.
It's been awesome. It's been awesome.
In
case you guys didn't hear on our other podcast, we have two podcasts coming out alongside this one, the Wonder Woman podcast. So then it would make a little bit more sense because I'm sure we may or may not be talking about Wonder Woman gradings. And we have our regular scheduled podcast with the finale of Gotham and Nerdy News. But if you guys were listening to one of the other podcasts, you guys would know that I have built my own PC.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome, if I must say so myself.
Are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. I get to game with a lot of my friends that I normally don't because they've always been a part of the quote-unquote PC master race. And I've always gamed on like Xbox, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't game really, but I can see the allure to it. I guess.
There's much more trolling going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good time.
Did you finish your placement matches?
No, yeah. I'm playing Overwatch currently on the PC. I'm playing Players Unknown Battleground, League of Legends. My friend got me to start playing this game called Force. It's a survival game. It's kind of cool. But I'm mainly playing Overwatch right now, and I finally hit level 25. Thank God to the double XP weekend on Overwatch, and now I'm doing my placement matches. I'm 4 out of 3. I probably get placed in like high silver, low gold. I haven't been doing that well, so. But it's really just because, like, I mean, my last like, I would say like 2 or 3 games, I've been doing really good, but. You know, just overall, I don't feel like I've done that well. So, and that's just probably just due to the switch from a controller to keyboard and mouse. It's very difficult, unless if you have a lot of practice with it. But I feel like I'm getting the hang of it. You know?
Well, yeah, that's good. That's good.
E3 is this weekend. So maybe I'll Maybe I'll do some YouTube content on it. I don't know. I'll try to figure out something I could do, because there's some pretty interesting stuff, and then there's some key points that, you know, I would love to talk about, you know, just you know, the game making story wise and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. It's all very exciting, but today we are here to talk to you about our movie list that we're revisiting here. We've narrowed down a grading scale that is a little more fair, I think, instead of just kind of going off the top and trying to remember things, you know. So pretty much our grading scale consists of 7 different criteria. And so the 70% of our final score comes from story, authenticity, and personal enjoyment, which, you know, story is like how well the story works for the movie. Authenticity is, you know, how well the characters worked, how similar they were to their comic book characters, and if they captured the essence of that. And then obviously personal enjoyability, how much we liked it personally.
Correct.
Each one of our grades on those is out of 5, so we give it a whole grade. 0 is like it's pretty much non-existent. 1 is it was there, but it's pretty shit, so like far below average. 2 is just like okay or below average. 3 is average. 4 would be good or great. 5 is pretty much perfect or excellent. And so the next 4 categories, which make up 30% of our grade, we grade on the scale of 5 as well. Action, CGI, comedy, rewatchability, and character development. We just think like those are important to the film, but not nearly as important as the story, the character, authenticity, and how much we enjoyed it. So those are 30% of our grade. And we'll be walking through pretty much our top 10 based on what grades we've given them. And then, you know, some honorable mentions for some of the awful grades that some movies got. So
we should come up with like a top 10 and a bottom 5.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe we'll do the bottom 5 another time though, because I don't think we're ready for all that.
Yeah. So we'll be going through our individual top 10s and then trying to sort out a way to come up with a definitive Nerdy Boys top 10. So that'll be a fun discussion
there. Right. So I think we should do it starting from 10.
Starting from the bottom?
Yeah, starting from the bottom.
Do you wanna run through yours?
Okay. So am I just listing them off, or am I, you know, saying what movie it is and then telling them all the grades? How are we doing this? I just want to be clear on the direction we're doing this.
So I would go with the name of the movie and the final score it got.
Oh, it doesn't matter what the other things are.
I think we'll get more into that when we start discussing, you know, trying to make a combined list, so that way, you know, it's like, you know, if I gave something like a 4 on story and you're telling me it's not that, you know, then we can, you know, kind of discuss where we put those and how we change them to make it all work.
Right. Okay. So, my number 10 movie is Watchmen. It got a grade of 3.58, which is like 3.6 essentially. What?
Oh, sorry. I read it wrong. Keep going. I didn't mean to poke at you.
Yeah, he was trying to be like, haha, you said something wrong. I'm going to point it out.
Well, I didn't say it, so.
Yeah, but that's what you're thinking, bud. No. But yeah, so like I was saying, Watchmen, it got a grade of 3.58 out of 5. Logan, number 9, got a grade of 3.64. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 got a grade of 3.76. Captain America Winter Soldier at number 7 got a grade of 3.94. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, 4.11. number five. So now we're going into my top five. The Avengers 4.11. So basically, the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy are really tied for fifth place. But we'll just say that the Avengers is the definitive number five.
Well, you can, I mean, if you value your personal enjoyability the most, then you can flop them because you gave Avengers a 4 and Guardians a 5. But it's really personal preference on that.
Yes. I'll keep it this way. Deadpool got a 4.23 out of 5. The Dark Knight got a 4.34 out of 5. Doctor Strange, at number 2, 4.40. And then Wonder Woman, my number one movie on my comic book list, 4.46. So pretty small margins up there at the top.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So yeah, that makes a pretty interesting top 10 for you.
I think I was fairly, for the most part, I wasn't too surprised, but I think I was a little surprised on where, Winter Soldier landed. I thought it'd be a little higher, but everything else I'm pretty good with. I think I agree with mainly everything else. Just maybe Winter Soldier maybe should have been one or two spots higher.
You think Logan belongs that low on your list?
Yeah, it's fine for me.
Alrighty then. So for me, my number 10, which was surprising to me, was Ant-Man at 3.41. Number 9, The Dark Knight at 3.52. 8, Guardians of the Galaxy, number 1.
Nope. Watchmen.
Watchmen, sorry, I missed Watchmen. At 8, 3.64. 7 would be Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one. 3.76. Doctor Strange, 3.94. Number 5, same as you, The Avengers, at 4, just a solid 4. Logan, also a solid 4. Deadpool, also a solid 4. Wonder Woman.
So basically, there's really a three-way tie for like 4 through 6, essentially. But this is just how it was generated.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Wonder Woman is my second movie at 4.17. And number 1, Winter Soldier at 4.22.
Oh, all right. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, guys. So when Christian first did these numbers, Wonder Woman was above Winter Soldier, right? And I figured out how he did it, because when I was looking, I was like, wait, but Captain America has like, I think, an extra... Oh, it's the 2. It's the 2 grade that threw me off. But it's the weighted grade of... he believes the story of Winter Soldier is a 5 and the story of Wonder Woman is a 4. I'm pretty sure he changed that in order to get Winter Soldier at number 1, because when he first did it, it was Winter Soldier was number 2 and Wonder Woman was number 1. Because I remember I was playing the game and he's like, dude, I'm surprised. He's like, Wonder Woman actually came out as my number 1 movie. And I was like, oh, where's Winter Soldier? He's like, number 2. And then all of a sudden when he re-showed me it, he's like, oh, it's at number 2 now. That's number one. He crunched the numbers. He cheated.
I didn't have
he
to change. He fixed the system. Like,
hashtag Spygate. Hashtag.
Literally, I could have left everything the same and changed on Winter Soldier comedy is what I gave it a 2. I could have changed that to a 3 and it would have come out higher because they were only 0.001 different. When cheated. I first did it.
Yep. But now, but look, now what's the difference?
Like I said on our other podcast, I think it is important to revise because, you know, sometimes you just go through it pretty quick, just throw numbers down, and then you're like, did I really think it was that high? Did I really think it was
what
that low?
What is this category?
Where I give it a 4 here?
Yeah.
That is a action. Which I could have given it a 5 easily. Because Winter Soldier had some brilliant action. I just gave it a 4. So, you know, like there's definitely room. Let me see what you gave Winter Soldier on action. Oh, also a 4.
I'm just curious as to what these grades were.
Yeah.
What was that? What was this? Oh, authenticity.
You know, what's funny is like, if you look at like your top 10, like you gave so many things like higher grades than I did. And like, I think maybe that just speaks to my critical nature, but I didn't have one movie. I didn't have one movie as high as your number four of Deadpool on scores. Cause you gave Deadpool a 4.23. My highest was a 4.22.
Maybe that's because you hate everything.
I don't hate everything. I just try to be fair.
You're a cheater.
All right. Well, let me just run through. Like, let's see what I would give them if I did it again. All right. Like, yeah.
Just those two. Let's just do those two.
Okay.
Those are the important ones.
Okay. So here. If you want to go through and delete the scores out for Wonder Woman and Winter Soldier, and we'll do this again, and I will give them all new grades, see which one comes out on top.
Oh, see, this is too complicated for me. I'm okay off this. Just know there's a scandal afoot, everyone. There is a scandal afoot. End of story.
All right.
Time for the top, our combined top 10 list.
Okay, all right. We can do that.
Let's start at number 10.
Well, let's start with number 5, actually, because we had the same number 5 at the Avengers. So then it'll be pretty easy to decide, you know, if we thought movies were better or worse than that based on where we put them
okay.
on overall scores, right? So we both agree Avengers is number 5.
Correct.
All right. So you had below it Guardians of the Galaxy. Do you think that still below it?
Sure.
Yeah, I would agree. You also had Winter Soldier below it.
Yep.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you think it's below it.
Yep.
You really sure do?
Is. Yeah, because like the more I think, it is a great film, don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody to think that, like, just because I say it's lower on the list doesn't make it a bad movie by any means. But it's a much slower movie. It's, like, very slow, and it's very boring at times.
I don't think it's slow.
It's very, very slow.
No. That movie actually is, like, really fast. Like, the pace of it.
It's very, very slow. Like, especially, like, when, like, they're going into hiding, and then they find, like, the bunker. All that stuff was very drawn out, and I was just like, oh, man, okay, cool. They made him into a computer.
Oh, you didn't like Arnim Zola?
I mean, I liked him. He was fine, but it was just very slow. I was just like, can we get on with this? It's a very slow-paced movie, and I was just like, that's why I feel like it was just so much lower for me.
Gotcha. Well, you also gave it a 3 on authenticity.
I stand by that. I think it's the most, you know, accurate depiction of, you know, Captain America, but, you know.
Okay. Bucky as well. Sam,
not so much.
I would say not so much maybe on, well, actually Black Widow was pretty spot on this movie. But you don't think you change it to a 4?
No.
Really?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
I can't see why you just give it a 3. Like, you don't think it was above average in terms of how well they did Captain America?
No.
I don't know what's going on in your head, kid.
I think you enjoyed the movie a lot more than I did.
Well, I gave it enjoyment. You know,
I think I gave like everything a 5 on personal enjoyment, though.
Yeah,
I think I forced myself to start giving things like 4s and lower.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with enjoyment of Winter Soldier because we both gave it a 5. I think, you know, we just disagree on the authenticity and the story.
I definitely don't think it was a 5 on story.
I just think it was the. It is the best story that Marvel's done, I think, as far as their films. You know, like, everything else kind of comes together pretty easily.
I think Wonder Woman's the only thing on my list that I gave a 5 in story.
Yeah.
That's
the only one you did.
And everything else I gave a 4, and then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 I gave a 3.
Right. Yeah, I'm surprised that was as high on your list as it is.
Volume 2? Why?
Well, I know you liked it, but I didn't think it would be that high necessarily. Like, it didn't even crack my top 10.
Well, that's so nice. But this is my top 10.
Yes. But we have to make a collective top 10. The funny thing is, right?
But Ant-Man didn't make my top 10.
Yeah, that's the only difference. That's the only difference is Ant-Man was in mine and Guardians was in yours. Everything else is the same movies, just different spots.
Right.
So.
Okay, so where are we at right now? Oh, yeah, we're still talking about Winter Soldier. Yeah, it blows below it.
All right. So I'll give you this, right?
Okay.
If we put Wonder Woman at number one, we put Winter Soldier at number two.
No.
What do you mean no? I'm giving you Wonder Woman at number one.
No.
You don't think so?
I just don't think it. I mean, it was a great movie. Don't get me wrong, dude. But, like, just for me, it's just not that hot.
You're not good at compromising. Yep. I'm giving you something.
I don't give no ground to terrorists.
All right.
I will give you no quarters and no mercy. Okay. So, where are we at still? Okay. We're still talking about...
Yeah.
Shouldn't we, like, finish, like, the bottom half of the list first before we try to move into the top?
Yes. Let's do that.
So Avengers at number five. Right.
All right. We agree on that.
And then where did you put Guardians of the Galaxy? You put it at, like, number eight.
Seven, yes. You had it.
No. Wait. 10, 9, 8. You put it at number 8.
7.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry, I can't count.
You had Guardians 1 at
6.
6.
That's pretty close. What do you... Do you think... So, I mean, I had Doctor Strange much higher on mine. You had it much lower on yours. My Doctor Strange was number 2 on mine, but number 7 on yours. But Guardians of Galaxy...
I was six on mine. Guardians at 7, Strange at 6. You had Strange at 2 and Guardians at 6. So I would be willing to move Guardians because I do think Guardians maybe belongs at 6 where you had it, right. Below Avengers.
I remember we were talking about... I think it was Guardians versus Avengers last time.
Guardians 2 versus Avengers.
Oh, yes.
But
yeah, I concede that debate.
Yeah.
See, I can compromise.
Like 2 weeks later.
I decided I was wrong.
Look, I'll give you... All right, I'm going to give you this now, even though you're not giving me anything in return. Because, all right, we're going to work something out in a little bit. But I'll give you Wonder Woman at 1.
We're talking about 5 and below right now, Christian. We'll get to that road when we come. Okay. So what if we do Avengers at number 5, right?
Yes.
And then we go Guardians number 6.
Uh-huh.
And that's as far as I've gotten.
Okay.
I was thinking the next spot we could talk about is number 10, easily being it's out of Ant-Man or Volume 2, right?
Yeah, I'll concede that
and give it to Ant-Man.
You thought Ant-Man was better than Guardians 2?
Yeah.
I agree. I think that, like, they both had good emotional beats. I like Ant-Man's better because I had to deal with his daughter instead of Yondu. And I think the comedy landed much better.
Oh, see, now you remind me of Yondu. Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't know if I can see it now.
But then one of the most important factors, I know it's only 30% of our grade, but rewatchability. Ant-Man is like tops. I give it a 4, but Guardians 2 is like a 2.
You what? What?
Rewatchability?
You watched it 3 times.
Yeah, and every time it got worse.
Oh, fuck off. Right. Are you not going to say, you're going to sit there and tell me every time you watch the Yondu scene, you didn't shed a tear?
No, the Yondu scene.
You are a soulless bastard.
The Yondu scene was great every time, but like the film as a whole got worse every time.
You're soulless.
So are we putting Ant-Man at 10 or not?
Sure.
Okay.
You're soulless, saying it's getting worse every
time. I think, so I
you
put...
You don't have a funny bone in your body.
I did think some of the comedy was good, but most of it didn't land well, I don't think. I put Watchmen at 8. You had it at 10. Compromise and say 9.
Sure. I feel like this next movie, we're going to vastly disagree on. Oh, God.
Well, you wouldn't have it in your bottom 5, right? You're talking about The Dark Knight?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
You wouldn't have it in your bottom 5. You thought it was better than The Avengers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is going to be a contentious point. I think you gave it a 5 on authenticity.
Yeah.
Batman is ridiculous.
Okay, Batman is absurd. No. So, okay, you think about it, right? And I know exactly what you're talking. You're talking literally about the voice of him. What are you talking about? Why is he ridiculous as Batman? When you can't even see his face when he's Batman, why is it ridiculous?
It has nothing to do with his face. It's just the acting, the role, the dialogue he's given, the things he chooses not to. Like, the most Batman part of that movie to me was at the very end where he decided to essentially take the rap for Harvey Dent's murder. But then, like, how can you help Gotham if you're like, they need an enemy. Well, you're not really an enemy when you're giving up.
He
gave up for 10 years. Because that's where we pick up in The Dark Knight Returns, is 10 years later.
It's... What?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I hated that movie so much.
What? Dark Knight?
Dark Knight Returns.
Oh.
Yeah. I know, it's a different movie, but yeah. It picks up like 10 years later and like Batman's been gone and then all of a sudden he comes back and it's like a big deal. And yes, I get it, it's a big deal for Batman to be back, but he essentially gave up because he took the fall for Harvey Dent's murder. Like, how can you help Gotham like that?
It.
Like, I liked the beat in The Dark Knight. Like, I liked him saying, and then when you had Commissioner Gordon's voiceover where he's like, so he'll run and they'll chase him because he has to or whatever, Right. And like I like that because one of my favorite things is identifying like what makes someone a hero, and to me that makes Batman a hero. But then he gives up essentially after that, which can't really hold against this film, because it didn't really happen in this film, where like we don't really know he's given up, but. Right. I don't feel like this Batman was like as authentically Batman as a 5. Like, I don't think it was like the perfect definition.
But you have
of
to
Batman.
Look at every character in the movie, not just Batman.
Well, okay. Batman, Harvey.
Okay, like, what was wrong with Harvey? What was wrong with Joker? What was wrong with Alfred? What was wrong with Commissioner Gordon? He was very Commissioner Gordon. He was like the epitome of what Commissioner Gordon is.
I agree with you on Gordon. Harvey Dent wasn't comic book Two-Face, wasn't comic book Harvey Dent. It wasn't, the essence of that character. Like, some of the stuff with the coin, later was fine. And, the movie was great. And, the whole making the decision between Rachel and Harvey thing, I really liked the Joker in the movie. I think he was a 4 out of 5. I think Batman was a 3 out of 5. I think Gordon was a 5 out of 5. I think Harvey was a 3 out of 5. But
You're
that tripping. Doesn't equal 5.
You're tripping.
Like, I don't
see it. The authenticity of the city.
Okay, but if the city is that bad as it is in the comics, then why would Batman give up?
You cannot base grades off of what happens in the next movie. That is impossible.
But
that is so ridiculous.
Movie,
No, no, I'm shutting that shit down, dude. You cannot base what happens.
I'll be the enemy. But then, like,
okay,
he's
and
not.
That's all you know. That's all you know. You cannot base a grade off of what happens in the next movie. That is so unfair, dude. Because if we're gonna do that, then we could give BVS a little bit of a higher grade because of the picture. When we were all confused about that in fucking BVS, and then they reveal what the significance of the picture is
in Wonder Woman.
Well,
that makes BVS worse because it's not complete. You don't understand it. And you could say the same thing about the end of this movie.
Because you don't really understand what's going on. All you know is that he is going to take the rap. You just assume that he'll carry on with his work. And that's all you're allowed to assume because you're only grading within the confines of the movie. It's not fair to go on to the next movie and then find out, maybe he stepped out for 10 years or, whatever happened. Oh, yeah, well, now that makes Dark Knight a worse movie because of that.
I'll give you that. But I still don't think this movie's a 5 authenticity.
I do.
I don't understand this. I don't understand this. I gave it a 3.
You gave it a 3? That's so ridiculous.
I'll concede it's a 4.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-mm. No? Oh my gosh! Let me see.
Gave it such lower grades on like everything else. It just happened to be the weighted grade. I gave it a higher grade on.
Let me see what it does if I change mine to a 4, because that'll help me a little bit here.
You gave it a 2 on something? Oh gosh.
What did I give it a 2 on?
I don't know.
Let me see. All right. I think rewatchability. If I gave it a 4, it goes up pretty much to 6, 7. On my list instead of 9 where I had it. I gave it a 2. Yes, you're right. I gave it a 2 on CGI.
On CGI?
CGI. No, hold on. Let me see. I will tell you in 1 second. I gave it a 2 on comedy. Yes, I gave it a 2 on comedy.
What did I give it a?
You gave it a 3. It's not much different.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I was just curious what the 2 was. I mean, I could understand that grade. 2? It wasn't a very funny movie. Joker was pretty funny. It's pretty brutal movie, if I must say so.
So, all right. Let's put Dark Knight aside for now, because we'll have to discuss a bargain here, like Doctor.
So where Strength. Are we at, and what numbers are we looking for? We're 8, 7, 8, and 7.
So
okay, so that leaves Watchmen to be put somewhere.
We have Watchmen, at 9. Huh? We have Watchmen at 9, Ant-Man at 8.
Do we? Oh, okay.
Yes.
So
we're working with Strange, Wonder Woman, Dark Knight, Deadpool, Winter Soldier, Logan. Pretty much.
Logan. Let's find a place for Logan.
You have Logan much lower than I do. I have it at 4. You have it at 9.
I will concede and give it a 7 spot. I moved it up, you know, quite a bit.
You move it up 2. I move it down 3.
That's a compromise for me.
I will give you that, because I'm going to give you some things, because we need to work out Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that belongs at number 8.
No. No, it doesn't.
Okay, Winter Soldier can go at number 8. Winter Soldier can go at number...
All right, how about this, right?
4?
Wonder Woman at 1. Captain America Civil War. I mean, not Civil War.
Oh, God.
Winter Soldier at 2.
Right.
Dark Knight at 3. Doctor Strange at 4.
Or okay, just hear me out.
Oh my god. I think you just are holding a grudge because I like Winter Soldier so much. You're just like, you'll never get it. You never in
Wonder
your life.
Wonder Woman, number 1. Dark Knight, number 2. Right? Winter Soldier, number 3. Doctor Strange, number 4.
I'll give you that if we flip-flop Winter Soldier and Dark Knight. Because, look, I'm moving Dark Knight up essentially 8 spots.
Wait. Hear me out. Wonder Woman, number 1.
Yes.
Doctor Strange, number 2. Dark Knight, number 3. And then Winter Soldier, number 4. Then we have a surprise swap at Dark Knight and Winter Soldier, right?
No. No, we don't.
So that would make it so it's Wonder Woman number 1, right? And then make Doctor Strange number 2. You know, hear me out. And then it'll put Winter Soldier at number 3, Dark Knight at number 4, and then we'll go in the number 8 spot. I'm still confused about this.
I guess Deadpool or Logan?
Deadpool? Oh, fuck off.
Okay. Let me see.
Okay, I will give you this. Okay, I will move Dark Knight. Oh, man, this kills me. Dark Knight was so good.
But it wasn't that good.
Oh, fuck off.
Do you think it was better than Deadpool? Your list says so, but do you personally think it was better than Deadpool?
It's so hard to judge because, like, Deadpool's a funny movie, right?
Yes.
Dark Knight's not a funny movie.
Correct. Look, I will say that Dark Knight is better than Deadpool. I will say that Dark Knight is better than Doctor Strange, but I will not say that it's better than Winter Soldier.
I will not stand
they're
for
very,
this.
Like, if you think about it, they're very similar movies. I'll give you that Dark Knight had a better villain.
Okay, hear me out. Winter Soldier goes down to number 10, right? But hear me out. I'll give you the rest of the list to order it wherever you want.
No. This is not a good arrangement. Look at this.
I propose ideas, and he claims I'm the one that won't compromise. Look at this guy.
Hear me out. Captain America, Winter Soldier at number 2, and you can do what you want with the rest of the list.
Okay, hear me out, though. Hear me out. Winter Soldier at number 9.
Oh, my God.
See, look,
God.
I even moved it up a spot for you.
I'm giving you Wonder Woman at once, though.
But wait. Hear me out. Winter Soldier off the top 10, right? But you can still do whatever you want with the rest of the list.
Why? What do you have against Winter Soldier? Why do you hate this movie so much?
Winter Soldier, you know, this, you know, I could go on and on and on about this, right?
Okay.
But I won't take up these good people's time.
Oh, my gosh.
But just hear me out, right?
Okay.
Wonder Woman at number 1, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a 9-way tie.
Oh, my gosh.
just happening to putting, you know, Winter Soldier all the way down at the number 10, but it's still a tie. Don't worry about it, man. And then you just fill in the other movies. So then it's technically still number 10, but it's still number 2.
All right, how about this? How about we move Avengers, Guardians, and Logan all down one. Okay. Put Deadpool at 5. Doctor Strange at 4. Dark Knight at 3. Winter Soldier at 2. Wonder Woman at 1.
I'm hearing what you're putting down. But hear me out right now.
Oh my God.
If... hold on, give me a second to, you know, hear me out. Hear me out.
I'm trying to hear you.
I'm liking this idea you have here. But hear me out, right? Where'd you put Dark Knight?
3.
So we do a surprise swap.
Oh my God.
Of Dark Knight and Winter Soldier.
How about this? If you want Dark Knight above Winter Soldier, we put Wonder Woman at 3.
I think he's effectively broken me. Okay. Okay. I can work with this, right? Oh, you done fucked up, boy.
Oh, you're going to say Dark Knight, Wonder Woman, and then Winter Soldier. But you have to remember, I'm still giving you Wonder Woman above Winter Soldier when on my list it was below it.
But no, hear me out, okay? You said Dark Knight above Winter Soldier, right? So hear me out. Doctor Strange number 1, Deadpool number 2, Wonder Woman number 3, Dark Knight number 4, Winter Soldier number 5.
No.
He's going back on his compromise. No, that wasn't the compromise.
Do you hear this fuckery? You said Wonder Woman, Dark Knight, Winter Soldier, and I said, okay, but if you want Dark Knight above Winter Soldier, then swap it with Wonder Woman.
No, that's not what you said. Words do matter, friend.
No, that's
Remember.
What I said. I'll
no,
play the tape back right now.
You said if you want Dark Knight above Winter Soldier, you had to put Wonder Woman at number 3. You never said swap.
No, I said swap.
No, you
Dark
said
Dark Knight goes
no.
to...
Dark. Mm-hmm. You definitely said put Wonder Woman at number 3. And that's how I came up with the idea to just...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but hear me out, right?
I'm hearing you out still.
I'll take your idea.
You're going to take
my idea? Tone him off. He doesn't know what to do. I'm broken, Christian.
Dark Knight was not better than Winter Soldier.
It was.
They're very similar in some ways, but Winter Soldier was...
I think DC fanboys across the land will all agree with me.
Well, that's nice of them. I don't think every DC fanboy will agree that to that, though, necessarily. Like, all right, I'll give you that. The Joker was a better villain than Bucky, pretty much. But Bucky was still great.
Okay.
Winter Soldier had better action.
Oh, had a fuck
better
off.
Story. Dude, the scene on the boat where he's fighting Batroc and stuff.
The single greatest scene in the movie.
That's an early scene. I mean, and then the fight on the helicarriers, all that stuff. Huh, there's just so much action in Winter Soldier going on, all right? And it's all very well done. Like the Dark
Knight.
Same
with the Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to beat up the Joker in prison. Oh, good one, dude.
Yeah, dude. It was pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, we gotta wrap this up, right?
Yes.
So I'll take your idea.
Okay. Will you? Wonder Woman at one.
Regrettingly.
Even though
I don't believe Winter Soldier should be that high.
I think you just don't like me. Like, I don't think Dark Knight should be that high, to be honest.
See, we disagree.
But, all right. So, this is what, Doc. Okay, so, essentially, on your list, Wonder Woman stayed in the same spot. Doctor Strange moved down three spots. Dark Knight stayed in the same spot. Deadpool moved down, stayed in the same spot as well. Avengers moved down one. Guardians moved down one. Winter Soldier moved up five. Guardians Volume 2 fell off the list. Logan moved up one. Two. It moved up two, and Watchmen moved up one. On my list, Captain America dropped one. Wonder Woman went up one. Deadpool went down two. Logan went down three or four. Avengers went down one. Doctor Strange went up two. No, it went up one. Guardians of the Galaxy stayed in the same spot. Watchmen dropped two. Dark Knight jumped seven. And Ant-Man stayed at the same spot.
You're just a hater.
I mean...
Compromises,
yes. So, our definitive list now, Wonder Woman is our number one movie.
What, what?
Winter Soldier comes in second place, which, you know, to make Scott feel better, we'll say is the first loser. The Dark Knight at number...
I can agree with this.
At number three. Deadpool at four.
You ain't first, you're last.
Doctor Strange at five. Avengers at six. Guardians at seven. Logan at eight. Watchmen at nine. And Ant-Man at 10. Are you surprised Ant-Man made this list?
Yeah.
I kind of am too. Like, I just think it was an all-around, like, good decent movie, you know? Like,
it was a strong movie. I just don't know if it's top 10 worthy.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see if we can... If there's any other movie we'd put there that didn't make our top 10 above it. All right? Because, you know, it's entirely possible. Get the fuck out of my way. Stupid keyboard. Let's visit Fox. Do you think X-Men?
Nope.
Sony?
Nope.
Warner Bros. any other Marvel film? Civil War, Iron Man, Guardians 2,
Thor,
Age of Ultron.
Thor.
You think Thor won?
Yes, absolutely.
Nowhere near as good as Ant-Man.
Fucking suck a dick, homie.
Nowhere near as good as
suck
Ant-Man.
Suck my mother dick.
No, I can't give you that.
Are you kidding me?
I don't even think it ranked that high on your list. Like, let me see.
Just because it didn't rank, I personally, I would be in my top 10 if I just fucking made the top 10.
Would it really?
Yeah, we didn't even rate Thor for me.
Yes, you gave it a 3 on story, a 2 on authenticity, a 2 on personal enjoyment, a 3 on action, a 3...
That is not my fucking list, dude. That is not my... Because remember,
Oh, we never graded it.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a bunch of movies we never graded for me, so I'm pretty sure
that
would make it on my top 10.
Let's grade it.
Let's go. All
right.
Story, 5.
You're full of shit.
Keep going.
You're full of shit. You really gave it a 5?
No, 4.
Authenticity.
3.
Personal enjoyment.
I'll even concede and say 3 on story. Because my enjoyment of this movie was pretty high. I enjoyed the shit out of this movie.
Okay.
5.
Action.
4.
CGI.
3.
Comedy.
It's pretty funny. 4.
Rewatchability.
3. You gave it a 2?
Character development.
4.
All right. So your grand, that is so high. 3.7. And on your list, that would be...
Yep. It would have made my top
10. It would have been where Guardians is. Guardians 2.
Told you, motherfuckers.
Actually, it would have been below it. So, but you still would have had it above Logan. On my list, that 3.7 would have been above Dark Knight and above Ant-Man.
Oh, so Ant-Man would have been knocked off the list. What?
Thor wasn't better than
what?
Ant-Man. Yeah, but on
even with all your twos and bullshit.
On my list, I gave it like a 2.5 or something. Like, Thor was an average Marvel film to me. It was like,
oh, suck a dick, homie.
Ant-Man was all around just great. You didn't even grade Ant-Man. You want to grade Ant-Man?
Sure.
All right, let's see where Ant-Man ends up on your list. Story.
4.
Authenticity.
2.
Personal enjoyment.
3.
Action.
Four?
CGI.
3.
Even with all that shrinking and growing? Man. Comedy.
A pretty fun movie. 4.
Rewatchability.
4.
Character development.
4.
Comes out so low because you gave it that 2 on authenticity and you gave it a 3 on personal enjoyment. I thought you liked that movie way more than that. See, now who's hedging their grades?
What? Hashtag Spygate.
We're gonna keep it at number 10. I can't put Thor up there.
Really? You really did not like
you
Thor
thought
that
Thor was
much
better than Age of Ultron. Like,
no fucking duh, was better than Age of Ultron. Age of Ultron was not that good of a movie.
Thor wasn't even as good as the first
Age
Captain
of Ultron.
America.
What?
And when we saw Age of Ultron, we were nerding out during that entire film. We loved that movie when we first saw it.
Yeah,
and
when
then
we
all
first
the,
saw
and
it.
And then all the hater critics came out, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, I don't know, that movie wasn't very good.
You said the same thing.
I think it's much better than you think it is. I think Thor was a good movie.
It was a great
but
movie.
But we disagree so much, but Jane Foster is just so poor.
No, dude, she's so good. She's
like, every
so
time she's
good
around Thor, she loses
she's
all of herself.
So
all of herself.
Good.
It's ridiculous.
He's so good.
Like, I'd give her, like, a 1 in this movie.
Oh, yeah, little SJW, go suck a dick.
Guardians. Oh, fuck.
All right, so that concludes our top 10 list. Thor at number 10.
I'll give you Iron Man at number 10.
I would also put that above Ant-Man.
I'll give you Iron Man. I won't give you Thor.
You really dislike Thor that much.
I love Thor.
Thor
is
like my favorite ones out of like all the Marvel movies.
Even Thor the Dark World?
Yeah, just enjoy his character more than anybody else's.
But Thor is really dumb.
So?
Like, his virtue obviously doesn't come from his intelligence. And I think the first Thor was brilliantly shot. It looked amazing. I think that...
It's visually stunning.
Well, yeah. But...
What are we giving on CGI? They should have got a higher grade on it. Now that I think about it,
you gave it a 3.
Should have been a 4, dude. It was visually stunning for like when it came out, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't think it changed it that much, but
no,
because it's a lower.
But it puts it like in the same spot.
Yeah.
Pretty much as where you had it before. Yeah,
I think you allow like the Jane Foster character to bug you that much.
Well, like, it does bug me.
I just don't agree with it though. Like, I think she's like really well done.
Like as a reader of comics, like when like Thor was always like one of my favorites, you know, and as a Norwegian, you know, yeah, he's one of our gods. But no, I love all like the cosmic stuff. Like Guardians of the Galaxy has never been one of my favorites, but you know, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer, Thor, like all those interactions and things like that. Like always very much enjoyed that kind of stuff. I just don't think like I think Asgard was great, and I think Odin was great, and Loki, and yeah, I can give you all that.
The ice
but, like,
giants, all of them. What's his name? The gatekeeper.
Heimdall.
Yeah, he was awesome in the movie. Everything. I think the knocking point for you is Jane Foster, and you literally let it impact your grade that much.
All right. I'll give you Thor at 10 if you want it at 10. If you really think it was better than Ant-Man, I'll give you Thor at 10.
Let me think about it. All right. I'll think about it just for a second.
Dun, 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 dun. Hit me out.
I don't know, man. Like, it is very difficult. They're both very, very good stories. You know, one is, like, he's trying to change his life for his daughter, stop trying to become a criminal. One is, like, he's trying to prove that he's, like, worthy to his father.
It's hard. It's like comparing Deadpool to Doctor Strange, kind of, you know? It's like, one is just, like, hilarious, and, like, there's so much rewatchability to it and stuff, and, like, the other one is, like, it's more serious, but it's, like, a better story. Like, to me, Deadpool is like, a 3 on story. Right. I know some people think the story was great and things like that, like, but it didn't need to be, and it wasn't that terrific. To me, it's just an average story. It was just a hilarious movie, and I think they got Deadpool pretty well as well. So, you know, like, Doctor Strange, to me, is above Deadpool.
I just feel like this is like something where it's like you would put Ant-Man higher, I just put Thor higher. You know, it's just a matter of opinion. I'll give you the Ant-Man at 10 just because you gave me Wonder Woman at number 1.
Yeah, but you also gave me Winter Soldier.
So I'm the keeper.
I am
the keeper of the number 1 spot, and you are the keeper of the number 10 and 2 spot.
Yeah. I mean, I'll put Thor at 10 if you want it at 10.
I would prefer
you'd be
it
a
10.
Perfect bookend for our list. You got 1 and 10.
Okay.
All right.
Thor at number 10.
But I'm gonna make a decision to move Deadpool to 5 and Doctor Strange to 4. I'm just flip-flop those.
Okay.
All right. All right, so that's our list. Number 1, Wonder Woman. 2, Winter Soldier. 3, Dark Knight. 4, Doctor Strange. 5, Deadpool. 6, Avengers. 7, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. 8, Logan. 9, Watchmen. 10, Thor.
Sick. I like that list. So if you guys have any, you know, if you guys actually stuck around through all that shenanigans, we do thank you. if you guys would add a certain movie to our top 10, feel free to message us on any of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We also have a Snapchat. You can contact us through our website as well, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. If you think, you know, we rank some things higher or rank things some too lower, or if you think I'm like absolutely crazy with thinking Dark Knight's that good, or if I'm absolutely crazy for thinking Thor was that good, let us know.
Or if I'm crazy for thinking Dark Knight wasn't that good. Actually, I do. Like, the more I think about it, like, I do think it's better than Deadpool. I think it's better than...
I think, like, when you really, really... I know, it's very hard to get behind that voice of Batman. And I do realize that. But, like, you think about, like, the realistic nature. Because when you read the comics, you don't hear a voice, right? We only have heard voices through other movies or whatever. But, like, you think about it in the terms of this. It's, like, as funny as that College Humor thing was. Is he can't just very well go around using his regular voice. Somebody would recognize his voice.
Yeah, when I read comics, I hear Kevin Conroy's voice from the cartoon.
Yeah, that very deep. And yeah. I think that's Alfred, what they
I'm
tried.
I'm going out tonight. I'm not good at impressions, but yeah.
Yeah. I think it was like they had the thinking of that as like they can't very well use his regular voice, so they're going to disguise it and like and make it like scary and stuff. And as much as like the college humor is very funny and they're knocking on that, but that, I think that was their line of thinking.
How great would it be if someone like did like if they had Kevin Conroy just do a voiceover for all the Batman scenes?
Dude, that would be intense.
And then that'd be great. I would watch that. Just like that same exact movie, just all the Batman scenes, Kevin Conroy does the Batman voice.
So if anybody has that much skill at editing, that would be great if you guys can produce that for us.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. I would put that at number one.
Jeez, yeah, dude, that'd be nuts. So that concludes our top tens. Let us know what you guys thought. Thanks for staying tuned. We have two other podcasts coming out this week, Wonder Woman Review, and we have our regular scheduled podcast with Nerdy News and the finale of Gotham.
Yeah, we actually have two episodes of Gotham on that. So
well, yeah, the two-part finale. I apologize. Yeah.
It's like, you know, the one we were supposed to talk about last week and then the finale. Yeah, we're going to talk about both of them this in week. One podcast with some news.
With some news. You know.
So, you know, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that.
That's it, right?
Yep, that's all we got. We are your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scat.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian. And as always, stay nerdy, boys.